Chapter 6. The Spirit of Christmas Present. Some time later, Scrooge woke up again. He felt cold. He knew that soon another spirit would visit him. He did not want to be taken by surprise. He wanted to be ready for his next visitor. He was surprised, however, because when the clock struck one, no spirit appeared. He got out of bed and went to the door and put his hand on the lock. The moment Scrooge's hand was on the lock, a strange voice called him by his name and told him to enter. He obeyed. The room was his own. There was no doubt about that, but it looked different. The walls and ceiling were so covered with plants that the room looked like a garden. Hanging from the ceiling were holly and mistletoe. There was a huge fire burning, filling the room with warmth. Most surprising was all the food in the room. There were chickens and turkeys, fruits of many kinds, sausages and puddings. Sitting on the couch, there was a different kind of spirit. This was a jolly giant who was holding up a torch so that Scrooge could see everything in the room.
"Come in!" exclaimed the spirit. "Come in and know me better, pal!"
Scrooge entered slowly and stood before this spirit.
"I am the Spirit of Christmas Present," said the spirit. "Look upon me."
Scrooge did so. The spirit was wearing a simple green robe. Its feet were bare, and on its head it wore only a branch of holly from which icicles hung. It had dark brown curls and a happy face with bright eyes. Its voice was cheerful and friendly.
"You have never seen anyone like me before," exclaimed the spirit.
"Never," Scrooge replied.
"Have you never met any members of my family? Any of my brothers?" asked the spirit.
"I'm afraid I have not," Scrooge said. "Have you many brothers, spirit?"
"More than 1800, said the spirit.
"A big family to feed and look after," said Scrooge.
The Spirit of Christmas Present stood up.
"Spirit," said Scrooge politely, "take me wherever you want me to go. Last night I learned a lesson which I still remember. Tonight, if you have anything to teach me, let me learn it."
"Touch my robe."
Scrooge did as he was told and held it tightly. The room suddenly disappeared, and Scrooge and the spirit were in a street which was covered with snow. The town was dirty, though, because of the thick black smoke coming from the thousands of chimneys. In every house, a coal fire was burning to keep out the cold. There was nothing cheerful about the town itself, but the people seemed to be very cheerful as they hurried to and fro. The shops were all open and busy as people bought everything they needed for Christmas, every kind of food and drink and presents of all kinds. Soon the church bells began to ring, and men, women, and children hurried so as not to be late for the Christmas services. The shops all now closed, as the shopkeepers and their assistants also wanted to go to church. Although everyone was in a hurry, no one was angry. There were no quarrels or hard words.
"Tell me, spirit," Scrooge said, "why are you so unkind to people?"
"I? Unkind?" the spirit replied. "I don't understand you."
"You try to make people close all the shops on the 7th day of every week," Scrooge said. "This is the only day of the week when many people have time to go to the shops and buy food."
"I try to close the shops?" exclaimed the spirit.
"Forgive me if I am wrong, but don't many people who believe in God say that he made the world in 6 days, and on the 7th day he rested, and so must everyone on earth?"
"There are some upon this earth," replied the spirit, "who say they know and understand what God and the spirits want. For one reason or another, often not for good reasons, they say that some things must be done or not done, because that's what God wants. They have little knowledge or understanding. Remember that. Blame them for what they do, not God or his family of spirits." Scrooge promised that he would.